Welcome to my podcast. I'm happy you're here. This is a podcast about cities and lighting. But every season will have its twist. And this season is about dance. Dancing, dancers, everything connected to this. If you want to show your appreciation for this project, you're very welcome to put a 5-star review, a comment, or just write to me saying that you enjoyed the episode. Let's get rolling. A city for you. Dance.
Hello.
Hello.
Very happy to be here sitting in Helsinki, outside of Helsinki, in the sun, and recording podcast with you. It's been a long time, a long break between the previous episodes, and also there was a change of the theme, so now it's a bit more connected to dance, and that's why it makes a lot of sense to record it in connection to the Green Blues Festival. You can tell me more about that, or tell the audience about that. So to begin, would you like to introduce yourself and just say what you would like listeners to know about you?
Yeah, nice to be here with you. My name is Alina Mänttäri. Now I'm a part of organizing this Grind Festival, so I'm in a organizing team. So that's my point of view maybe today. I work in the field of visual arts myself, but I'm a keen dancer, been dancing blues for quite many years. And then, I have a background in other dances. I think I've been dancing all my life, like since I was a child. I used to dance ballet and then modern dance and jazz dance. And then when I was maybe 15, I started with African dance, like Afro. Afro, and I was in a performing group for some years. And I think from there maybe came the roots for this, my eagerness to swing dances.
Yeah.
Like maybe 5-6 years ago, I started first with Lindy Hop. So that was because maybe the reason was that that's the biggest scene in many cities. So the Lindy Hop is so popular, and there's many schools and many parties and a lot of possibilities to dance Lindy Hop. Yeah. So that was like my sort of opening the door for this world of, of swing dances. But then I was grabbed to the blues scene, and that was like love at the first sight. So after that I don't go to Lindy Hop parties anymore. Maybe every now and then, but it's not like, so it's mainly for blues now for me. And we have a group called Out of the Blues led by led by dancer choreographer Arja Salberg. So she and me and other four ladies, so we are a group of six women, and we train weekly and then we perform solo blues. So
it is great. Maybe I should share a part of the video from yesterday with the audience as well.
Yeah, that you can do. Yes. So that's about me.
Thank you for sharing. We'll come to the first question, which again has changed to what the first question was originally. But I very much like this new spice that I've added to this podcast. So, what is dance for you?
Dance, I think it's a self-expression. It's like one way of it. Also, it's a way of meeting people. So what I love in the blues scene in Helsinki is that the parties we have, and it feels like, it feels real. It's hard to explain, but it feels like we are doing the dancing. We are not having this hobby, you know, going to classes. Because in the Lindy Hop scene, I a bit had this feeling of doing this kind of, you know, some goes to gym and some goes to, you know, football training. And then we have this Lindy Hop, and then we have these parties and we do the stuff.
Train more.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. I don't know if you get my point, but the blues feels more like real to me. So it feels...
I think it's personal.
Yeah, it's personal. I think it's also about the way of blues dance being a bit more like free in the movements. So it's not so much about doing this triple step and da ba da ba like in Lindy Hop. So it feels, I sort of feel that I'm connected to the decades behind me that people went. You know, they went out, maybe find a husband, find a lady, find a new friend. That was like a part of
the life.
Part of the life. Mm-hmm. Like a bit the same, like people, like young people, they go to a nightclub or mm-hmm. a bar to...
Just live their life, I guess.
Live the life. Uh-huh. Find someone.
Yeah.
My point of view to the blues is that, yeah, I don't feel that I have a hobby. It's just like the thing I do. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Oh. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. We move on to the second question. Which patterns have you noticed between cities or countries and their local dance scenes? I don't know where you've danced before. You can maybe also share about that.
Yeah, I go a bit to the festivals. Like, I've been to some blues festivals. Yeah. My last one was Crazy Blues in Tuscany,
uh-huh.
in Italy, in January. What are the differences? I think that in Helsinki, we are really trying to get everyone feel like home. So that's like been really important to us, that if we have a party or we have a festival, so we want to welcome all, also the foreigners. So I hope how you experience that, but I hope that also those who are here first time, they feel that they are part of it. Because sometimes I experience when I go to festivals abroad that they are not thinking of the foreigners' point of view.
Yeah.
It's like a question about, for instance, like language, that uh-huh. we always do everything in English.
Yeah.
So that, but if I go to Italy, so it's everything is in Italian.
Yeah.
So
it's also beautiful in its own way.
Okay. Yeah, it's lovely. So we try to include everyone.
Oh, that's good. I heard a comment from at least one person who felt exactly that it was very welcoming.
Okay, that's really nice to hear. That's a good feedback for us. But yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but the blues scene in Helsinki is, it's small but it's super active. So we have like social dances once a week.
Yeah.
We call it Blues Dance Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's always Monday. Yeah. I think it's fits to the idea of, or the feeling of blues. So that it can be Monday.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be Friday or Saturday. Or, yeah. So yeah, we have it every Monday and then some other parties. And then we have Blues Dance Saturday, maybe once a month on another place. So.
Mm.
I think that if one thinks about the amount of blues dancers in Helsinki, so the amount is small but still very super active. Because if we have this festival, this Grind was the second edition now, and then we have those weekly parties, and then there's weekly classes, so there's places to go and have blues classes, partnered blues, and then solo blues. So there's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah. But do you feel like it's a very local scene? If you go to a normal social dance on a Monday evening, is it mostly?
It's really local. Yeah, it's really local. Mm. So it's every now and then it might be someone from another city. But since it's in the middle of the week, and it's a work day ahead. So, it's really local.
Mm-hmm.
Good side is that you learn to know everyone and it's like familiar faces.
Mm-hmm.
But then... yeah, every now and then would be nice to have someone you haven't met before.
Yeah, but you have a festival.
Then we have this festival, and it was like an amazing possibility to have new people. Yeah.
How does light impact you when you go dancing? I can share
light. Mm-hmm.
I can explain if you want. I'm a lighting designer.
That's Oh, yes.
So I just really think that, I mean, especially you. When I dance, I think a lot about the light and how it impacts me, but it's me, I'm biased. Mm-hmm. And I think even those who are dancing without thinking of light, it still impacts them. Or maybe you remember something or something, maybe you have a memory from like when light impacted you and how you felt.
Yeah, my first impression is that blues dancing is quite dark.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that comes to my mind, that it's easier to get the movement coming from inside you if there's dark. I don't mean like not totally dark, but if I think like about the parties we have and so yes, it has a meaning.
Yeah.
And I think of course if we are like performing and there's lightning, so that's a different thing. But if I think about like social dances, maybe it can be like really disturbing if the lightning is bad. So if we, for instance, have a blues dance socials in some bar, pub, some restaurant, that it's like really if there's too much light.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to get the feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, something from yesterday, because I was photographing, there was one man who came to me and then, ooh, is the lighting a bit more here tonight because you're taking pictures? Like, no, it's not because of me. No. It was like this before. Oh. But he was very upset. That's a bit brighter than it was yesterday. So I feel like I'm not getting to the mood. Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure I can help you with that. And then actually they lowered the light.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Mm.
So someone else also randomly commented. Okay. Yeah. I actually thought it was nice. For me, it was nice.
Yeah.
But maybe thinking a bit more as a photographer rather than a dancer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So interesting that you shared that with the darkness.
Yeah.
The next question is the question from the last guest. And it was actually another Anastasia who I met at Hedang. But at that point, the podcast was not connected to dance so directly. So question is not connected to dance.
How is it to live 6 months with total light or for the biggest part of the day and 6 months to be mostly in the darkness? Does it affect you in your everyday life?
You mean like winter?
Mm-hmm. And she's from Greece.
Yes.
So she was really wondering how
okay,
to survive.
Yeah.
And it makes sense to ask here, actually.
Yes. I have to say, it's really hard. Yeah, I'm dreaming of that when my children are adults, so I might move like winter south, if it's possible, a couple of months, because I find it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, I've been noticing that it affects the energy for training dance. So immediately when the spring came, so one has, or me, I have more energy to go training and because yes, it's really hard.
This is a dark part, but how do you feel when it's bright?
Almost yeah.
Time, like June, July?
Well, that's then the total opposite. So I feel like in April, I have this huge energy levels and I can do professionally, I can do like, I can gain big things because the energy level, the rise of the energy level, it's really huge. It's hard to explain, but it's maybe the change that makes it.
Yeah.
And the feeling of waiting for the summer, but... but then in the end of summer, you get a bit not depressed, but then when you know it's going to end soon, and then you have this total darkness coming.
Yeah,
not total, but it feels like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for me, this when in spring we change to summertime, that's where it feels like it clicks, because then we get all of a sudden extra 1 more hour in the evening of having it lighter.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a switch. I would understand exactly what you say.
Yeah.
It makes
coming
sense
from
to me.
Sweden, yes.
Yeah, you haven't lived there for a while. Makes sense. Okay, now it's your turn to ask the question to the next person I'll be talking to.
How does age affect your dancing or your thoughts about dancing? Like, for instance, doing couple dancing. How do you feel your own age affects your dancing, and how about your partner's age?
Interesting. Thank you. I like that take.
Yeah.
I think that person will be happy to hear the question.
Yeah.
Oh, this is completely off what you're talking about.
Yeah. Something new. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's also a thought for me, actually, this question.
Yeah.
And again, thank you for being so open and willing to record an episode after a night of dancing.
Yes, it's been a bit tiring, but so lovely. And today again.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of A City For You. If you want to connect to the community of the podcast, feel free to search for A City For You on Instagram. There you can find me and the podcast page. Have a wonderful day and keep a city dancing.